A man facing murder charges was in court Monday in Baxter County. 44-year-old Dustin Wheeler was arrested last June after Mountain Home Police were called to a residence and found 36-year-old Heather Bradford deceased. Bradford had been shot in the head. Wheeler was found asleep on the couch in the residence. Wheeler's charged with first-degree murder. He was released on $500,000 bond. Wheeler was in court on Monday requesting the bond be lowered, but Judge Putnam denied the request. Wheeler's scheduled to go to trial next month. Juveniles face charges after a high-speed chase in Howe County that damaged a patrol vehicle. The incident happened Monday when deputies were assisting the Missouri Highway Patrol in an incident when they noticed two vehicles traveling on U.S. 160 at speeds between 85 and 90 miles per hour in a posted 45-mile-per-hour zone. One of the vehicles traveled east on Highway 160 as the second vehicle fled onto County Road 7140. Deputy Taylor attempted to follow the vehicle on County Road 7140 and crossed a low water slab, which resulted in him losing control of the vehicle. Officials say the patrol vehicle entered a ditch and struck several trees before coming to rest. Taylor was not seriously injured in the incident, but the patrol vehicle sustained damage. The sheriff's office reports that they have made recent contacts involving juvenile males connected to the incident. The sheriff states the males have had repeated incidents involving reckless driving, property damage, and fleeing from law enforcement. Criminal charges have been forwarded to the 37th Judicial Circuit Juvenile Division for the incident. A man from Ava was arrested in Douglas County on domestic charges. 39-year-old Sean Mason of Ava was arrested and a subsequent warrant was issued for domestic assault second degree, endangering the welfare of a child, and tampering with a victim in a felony prosecution. Bond was set at $2,500 cash only. A search warrant for Mason's residence was served, where numerous pills and approximately 60 grams of meth were seized. A second warrant was issued for Mason for trafficking drugs and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Bond was set at $25,000 cash only. A man from Mountain Home has been arrested for a second time in the last few months. 26-year-old Cole Edward Bram was arrested again for stealing a vehicle. According to reports, Bram was at a business and got into a vehicle and went to drive it away. A witness asked Bram what he was doing, and Bram said it was a friend's vehicle and it was okay. Bram is facing a felony charge of theft of property. He's being held in the Baxter County Detention Center. Bond set at $20,000. An Ava teen has been arrested on a grand jury indictment. 19-year-old Luke Strickler was indicted for tampering with a witness in a felony prosecution. His bond was set at $1,500. The Missouri Department of Conservation is asking the public for help in finding who illegally shot and left an adult bull elk as waste at the Peck Ranch Conservation Area in southern Missouri on the night of November 25th. Visitors driving through the area on Wednesday the 26th first reported the animal's location to the Missouri Department of Conservation. Agents immediately responded and began investigating the scene for evidence. An agent noticed the animal was lying in an open field about 40 yards off Trail 1 and had a bullet hole in the left shoulder. Tire tracks were also visible entering the field toward the elk, then circling back to the gravel trail and aggressively spinning away from the scene. A December 1st social media post of the incident by the Conservation Department generated photographs of an elk from two sources. The first individual had photographed the elk peacefully grazing in the field on November 25th around 5:15. The second had photographed the elk it dead in the field at 8:05 a.m. November 26th. Conservation agents noticed that this was not a case of someone hunting legally and somehow mistaking an elk for a deer. Missouri Operation Game Thief is offering a $15,000 reward for information leading to the conviction of the poachers who shot the elk. You can call the OGT hotline at 800-392-1111. A woman from Salem, Missouri was injured in an accident in Texas County Wednesday. The Highway Patrol reports the 32-year-old woman suffered minor injuries when the vehicle she was in traveled off the road and overturned. The accident happened on Kimball Road, 1 mile north of Licking. The Theramamas Spring Rotary met Wednesday for their regular weekly meeting. The guest speakers were Thayer Mayor Donna Martin and City Clerk Brent Collins. They talked about several things. The mayor began by updating the Rotary on the city's attempts to get a signal light at the intersections of Highways 63 and 19.
I know everybody has been seeing on Facebook where we've been working to get a light at the intersection of Highway 63 and 19. I have sent in the completed petitions and requests to different offices. I have not gotten a response back to my last letter from MoDOT. However, I have heard from Senator Beam's office and Keith Elliott's office, and they encourage us to continue trying. At this point, what MoDOT is telling me is they want to do another traffic study there and that they will not do that until new businesses have opened.
She also gave an update on the access road for the Jordans project.
The biggest holdup we have right now for Jordans is we're still waiting for our permit for the ride-in, ride-out onto Highway 63. There's going to be a road that comes down out the center that will allow you to come out and turn northbound. And we're still waiting on that permit. That has been a little bit frustrating. But the contractor that's working with us there, Matt Modeleski, he's great, does a great job. And then Brent spent 6 hours in meetings yesterday for us to get everything that we need to finalize the road inside that property that is going to come in. It's going to connect to the top and come all the way around.
We'll be hearing more from the meeting throughout the week here on ECNN.